The measure was Amendment B on Tuesday's ballots. With about 80% of the votes counted by late Tuesday night, the yes vote stood at 58% and the no votes at 42%. Mike Rodman supports the amendment. He's with the Deadwood Gaming Association.
I think that South Dakota, of course, over the years has been very supportive of Deadwood. They want to see Deadwood be successful, and they want to give Deadwood the tools it needs to be successful.
At least 18 other states have sports gambling. Rodman says that puts pressure on Deadwood.
Deadwood needs to stay relevant as a gaming destination, and we need to be able to compete on a level playing field with surrounding gaming jurisdictions.
South Dakota Speaker of the House Steve Haugard wrote the official con statement on Amendment B. He did not immediately return messages Tuesday night. If the unofficial results hold up, the legislature will establish rules for sports gambling. That could happen this winter. Lawmakers could limit sports gambling to within Deadwood city limits. They could allow gambling kiosks around the state to connect with Deadwood casinos. Or they could allow people to bet anywhere in the state on smartphone apps routed through Deadwood. The earliest that sports gambling could start is July 1st. By federal law, any gambling authorized in a state must also be allowed in reservation casinos. That means South Dakota's Native American tribes could also offer sports betting. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.